Allora, non capita, devo dire, tutti i giorni di ascoltare un pezzo così in apertura di ora, però c'è un motivo perché siamo partiti con questo mood. Intanto vai con la sigla.
Basket a basket a basket a
task. All right, boys, keep tight now. Attack pattern delta, go now.
Questo è Basket Attack.
E questo è Basket Attack. Bentrovati, bentornati con i nostri appuntamenti insieme alla pallacanestro. E in questo momento non potevamo che concentrarci sull'avventura che adesso diventa di playoff dell'Aquila Basket Trento. E allora abbiamo convocato in trasmissione uno dei protagonisti. Benvenuto, welcome Selom Mavugbe. Ciao Selom.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Bene, grazie. No, thank you. Thank you for being here and not training. So you're not training today. You done?
Yeah, got my work in early, so you know, done for the rest of the day.
Okay. Ho detto, vedi, oggi non t'alleni, quindi ti abbiamo rubato l'allenamento. Non è vero, l'ha già fatto oggi. Per adesso è sufficiente. We started with this song, Great Atmosphere, Cool and the Gang. Why Cool and the Gang? Perché siamo partiti con questo pezzo qui, Summer Madness, Cool and the Gang?
Yeah, first of all, the title is Summer Madness. You know, it's starting to get a little bit warmer. Not quite here, but summer is around
the corner. Yeah, not quite here.
Summer's around the corner. Huge fan, obviously, warm weather, you know, outside, you know, whether it's taking a walk, you know, water. It's just a great vibe, you know, big fan of the instrumentals in it. Very
jazzy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Actually got the saxophone in there, absolutely. I'm a sucker for a good saxophone, so yeah, that's why I picked that one.
Insomma, l'estate diciamo che è alle porte, dice Selom, e diceva anche non tanto qui. In effetti, in questi giorni, ecco, non è proprio estiva la situazione, però l'atmosfera è quella di chi si avvicina anche alle giornate più belle, da stare all'aperto, da godersela con questa atmosfera che, devo dire, i Cool and the Gang in questo pezzo, quite old, isn't it? It's 1974. Me and you, we were not born.
Not quite.
Not quite. Not even in our dad and mom's head. Did you know that Cool and the Gang are still around?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, they're playing in California.
Hey, I might have to buy a ticket.
Ho detto, Cool and the Gang sono ancora in giro e suonano this month in the U.S. So maybe during the summer you get the chance to, what you think, to see them on stage.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Don't think I'll make it this month, a little busy, you know. Got some business to take care of, but...
Gli ho detto sicuramente ci sarà occasione di vederli ancora dal vivo, perché no, magari non questo mese. That you're busy. Yes, you are busy because you decided to stay, you know, playing at least a couple of weeks more. Yes, due settimane ancora ve le giocate. How do you feel?
Man, couldn't be more ecstatic, happy, focused. Playing in the postseason is a privilege, and we're all very grateful that we were able to clinch playoffs, and now it's time to try and do something with it, you know, so give our best foot forward each and every game and kind of see where the chips lie after that.
Insomma, è felicissimo, usa la parola ecstatic, I like that word, perché è veramente la felicità di aver raggiunto, il privilegio anche di aver raggiunto questa parte del campionato, che è la parte più dura da una parte, senz'altro, di soddisfazioni, e adesso viene un po' il bello, no? Now it's the toughest time of the year, but the greatest time of the year.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. You'll be playing Bologna.
Yes, sir.
Which is you know, the big one.
Tough team, no doubt.
What's the plan to get there and no, you know, get something good for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, first and foremost is to recognize they are a great team, why they're a great team, you know, the personnel they have and understanding their strengths, but also understanding their weaknesses and trying our best to highlight those during our game, and as well as display our strengths. And so I think that's our plan of attack, not reinvent the wheel, but stay true to ourselves. And first and foremost, and most importantly, give our best effort and attention to each and every game one at a time.
Ecco, questa è sempre una cosa importante, no? Una partita alla volta e essere concentrati su quello, perché è così evidentemente che si va avanti. Poi le loro forze, le debolezze degli altri, riuscire a come dire, prenderle e focalizzarsi anche lì sul da farsi, perché non c'è da reinventare la ruota, dice Salom, ma c'è da giocarsi partita dopo partita. And this is what you did against Milan, you know, a couple of days ago. The crowd was with you.
Do you think? Amazing crowd.
Yeah. What do you think of the Trento crowd?
Man, I think they were huge, especially for us that game. But truthfully, all year, obviously played some tough games, some games which, you know, we needed a better effort, a better focus, but you know, our crowd's been pretty consistent through the year, and we're all very grateful for that. But absolutely huge in terms of giving us energy, both in times that are great, you know, when we do things well, but also when we need it most, when, you know, we may be down chasing a lead, or you know, maybe turn the ball over, you know, bad foul, things like that.
Yeah, when you needed a push from the crowd, they were there. E quindi un plauso al pubblico di Trento, che non solo domenica è riuscita a supportare al meglio la squadra, e quindi a portarla anche al traguardo, come abbiamo detto già, quindi ai playoff di questa stagione, ma anche durante tutto l'anno. Questo è stato un elemento che non è da sottovalutare, perché di sicuro riuscire ad avere il pubblico dalla propria anche nei momenti in cui ci si trova, no, un po' a inseguire, perché le partite poi vanno per il verso che devono andare, è importantissimo avere il pubblico sempre, anche durante tutta la stagione. Salom, we'll have a little break now. Okay. We'll be right back with Kendrick Lamar. Quindi torneremo con Kendrick Lamar tra pochissimo ad ascoltare qui a Basket Attack. And if you ride with me, nigga, let me ask this question, nigga. Beh, uno dei pezzi sicuramente molto intensi. This is very intense, right? Mortal Man, Kendrick Lamar. Questo è Basket Attack, scelto da Salom Magugbe, che abbiamo scoperto essere di Los Angeles, quindi not far away from Kendrick Lamar was born, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Della stessa, diciamo, zona, mettiamola così, perché la contea di Los Angeles è gigantesca. Quindi Kendrick Lamar, why Mortal Man? Why this song?
I mean, first and foremost, I feel like Kendrick as an artist, you know, a lot of his music has deeper meanings behind just the lyrics, behind just the, you know, music and, you know, good sounding vibes and things like that. And so this song in particular, he's basically talking about, you know, real relationships and, you know, trying to understand the difference between, you know, those that are just around when things are good and those who are there through the bad times and the good times, you know. Mm-hmm. As mortals, you know, we're living now, but we're all going to die someday, right? And so part of that premise is that understanding that, making the most of it, but understanding that, like, that applause and praise comes from other humans and is fickle, you know. Once again, when things are good, you know, it's probably going to be there. When things are bad, probably not, you know.
Okay.
But you're always going to have people, or you should, you know, understand those people in your life that will be there regardless, you know. And not only that, but it's a great song just in terms of, like, the vocals, the, you know, once again, you got
lyrics,
those jazz,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
those,
yeah,
jazz elements in there. I feel like it's very well produced. So yeah, it's one of my favorites, and you know, contemplate every little, you know, from time to time, just meditate on those lyrics a little bit. So
do you listen to these songs, very, like, intense songs so far, when you play basketball?
From time to time, yeah. Like sometimes, like warm up, you know, I have my headphones in and stuff like that. Yeah, right into the game, you know. I have a pretty wide range, and so I don't at any time, you know, kind of box myself into one subset or genre or artist during any particular time, you know, so.
No, ho chiesto se queste canzoni, come questa, come quella che abbiamo sentito prima di Kool & The Gang, sono canzoni che ascolta Selom Awugbe anche quando si prepara le partite, quando gioca, dice ogni tanto sì, anche nel riscaldamento per ritrovare anche la concentrazione. E su questa Mortal Man è una canzone effettivamente molto piena di significato sull'essere sì mortali, sull'avere intorno delle persone che bisogna capire quanto valgano e quando servono, quando ci sono spesso nei momenti in cui ci sono anche tutti gli altri, ma quando ce n'è bisogno si fa sempre fatica a trovare delle persone che ti stiano vicino. E tutto questo lo racconta Kendrick Lamar, di cui insomma he won Kendrick Lamar 27 Grammys, so it's not the, you know,
he's like that.
He's a big, you know, big one. Selom, adesso gli chiedo un po' su questi due anni qui a Trento, che cosa fino adesso cosa si porta con sé di meglio e che cosa preferisce dimenticare. Selom, you've been here for two seasons already. Try to think in 10 years time, all right? We don't know where you will be. If I say Trento in 10 years time, what's the best thing in your memories and the worst one?
Best one, I would easily say winning the cup. But I feel like so much goes into that, just in terms of, you know, the team we were, the closeness, it was really genuine.
All right.
And then our, you know, ability to just selflessness on the court, off the court, everyone got along with each other, you know, and enjoyed being in each other's company. Still a lot of great relationships from that team today. So that easily, you know, one of the best. Worst, that one's hard because, I don't know, I like to try and keep a positive mindset even through things that are difficult. I think you can learn a lot through moments like that, but I'll probably say injuries. I think injuries are always difficult.
The one this year, this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Similar to, you know, last year, you know, out like a month and a half or so, let alone various members of the team and different things, you know, they had. And it's tough because you can prepare all you want. You can try your best to prevent it. But at the same time, especially with the level that we do things, they just happen, you know, they're not explainable. And so you just have to deal with it, you know, as best you can in terms of rehabbing, recovering, like I said, trying to prevent them, but.
And get back on track as you did, exactly. In a great manner, you know, let's say. Quindi la cosa più bella di queste due stagioni che gli verrebbe in mente tra 10 anni, così parlando di Trento, maybe in 10 years you're still here, you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Magari tra 10 anni è ancora qua, chi lo sa, è giovane e può farlo, ecco. La Coppa lo scorso anno, la Coppa Italia, vinta diciamo in grande stile, anche tutti gli ingranaggi che ci sono stati dietro, no? L'essere coi propri compagni di squadra molto affiatati, tutto quello che è servito per arrivare lì e il momento poi chiaramente della vittoria. Di invece da dimenticare, ecco, diciamo così, gli infortuni, ma quelli I think injuries are the worst part of any career of any athlete.
Agreed.
Aren't they?
Agreed.
Quindi gli infortuni purtroppo succedono e bisogna essere pronti a essere di nuovo al 100% nel migliore e nel minor tempo possibile. Noi fra poco, tra l'altro, prima adesso saluteremo Selom e poi Ci sarà modo anche di giocare con i nostri ascoltatori, ovvero voi che siete là fuori, per due biglietti per gara 3 di playoff con Trento, che affronterà Bologna dopo le prime due partite, che saranno domenica e martedì, mi sembra di ricordare. Quindi si gioca la prossima settimana a Trento. Now Salon, before you go, you gotta say something in Italian to your to the audience out there, because they want to hear some Italian from you, otherwise they won't be at the game in a couple of weeks' time. Okay, please.
Ciao, sono Salom. Sono molto contento to be here in Trento. Necessita, I don't know how to say more. I can say it in Spanish, but more practice in italiano.
Okay, serve un po' di allenamento. Practice is allenamento. Practice when you practice basketball, practice language, same thing. Okay. Listen, Salom, thank you very much for being here, and we finish now with the song from Shiro Sagizu, un compositore, another instrument song. Tell me something about this, Never Meant to Belong.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm not sure what he meant by the title, but I'll tell you what I think. I think we're all unique individuals and we all bring different things to the table. And so in that respect, we should embrace that, you know, and not try to fit in, so to speak, but, you know, embrace that uniqueness. I'm a big fan of instrumentals. I feel like it's very simply artists doing what they do at their very best ability, similar to me playing basketball, you know. And so when you hear the piano, when you hear, you know, the violin, the cello, different things, I get hyped about that, you know. It's like, because they're going crazy. So, I mean, I really enjoy it. And yeah, maybe you will too.
We will. Questa è una canzone di Shiro Sagizu che fa parte di un anime, di una colonna sonora. E ci mette tutta l'anima in questa canzone, ed è un po' quello che fa lui anche sul palquet. Quindi l'augurio che ci piaccia questa Never Meant to Belong di Shiro Sagizu. Thank you very much, Salom, and of course good luck.
Thank you, absolute pleasure.